The Sam Houston Memorial Museum, dedicated to that early Texas hero, sprawls over 15 wooded acres in Huntsville. It includes a museum, education center, and several historic structures. The most unusual is the Steamboat House, where Houston died in 1863. It was built in 1858 by a local college professor, Rufus W. Bailey, as a wedding gift to his son. Bailey was from back east. He didn't think much of local building styles. Museum director Patrick Nolan.
He felt that he wanted to do something architecturally to show these frontiersmen a little bit of culture and a little bit of architectural style that would be maybe raise their sights.
The two-story home is constructed with wood siding painted white. It's long and rectangular with upper and lower galleries. A monumental front staircase runs straight up to the second floor entry porch, which is flanked by twin square towers. Locals joked that the home looked like a double-decked paddle-wheel riverboat, which is why they nicknamed it the Steamboat House. The unorthodox house also was impractical.
The rooms open one to another in a string, or what is sometimes down here called the shotgun style, but the doorways don't line up so that you don't get the advantage of the breeze coming through that you would otherwise have.
Museum director Nolan. The residence was so unappealing that Bailey's son never moved in. In 1862, Sam Houston rented the house. Stricken with pneumonia, he died there within months. The Steamboat House changed hands many times during the next 70 years. One owner gave it a Victorian look. In the 1930s, concerned citizens moved the home to the museum grounds and had it restored. Today, it looks much as it did the day Sam Houston's funeral was in the upstairs parlor.